Today, advocates for abortion rights are wondering about the future of Roe v. Wade. That landmark 1973 ruling will be put to a test after the Supreme Court decided that in its next term it will hear an abortion case out of Mississippi. It will be the first abortion case to come before the court's new 6-3 conservative majority. Joining us now by Skype is Mary Ziegler. She's a legal historian and a professor of law at Florida State University. Mary, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So this case, it's a challenge to a Mississippi law that would ban almost all abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. It hinges on the question of gestational viability. Could you explain what that means and why it's significant in this case?
Sure. So viability, in a nutshell, is that point in pregnancy when survival is possible outside of the womb. So that's most typically around the 24th week, although sometimes with heroic medical efforts, survival is possible as early as the 22nd week. Why it's significant is because ever since 1973, the Supreme Court has said that states may not ban abortion before viability, and that's been kind of a cornerstone of the court's abortion rights jurisprudence. Now, Mississippi's law, which bans abortion at 15 weeks, obviously does so well before viability, and that's the point in a way, because Mississippi wants to force the court either to reverse Roe v. Wade entirely or at least to get rid of viability as the point at which abortion bans are possible.
Okay, and that's why supporters of abortion rights and opponents are looking at this case as a potential milestone and that it could mean the end of Roe v. Wade. Do you think it could be that historic?
Absolutely. I think there's no reason the court would have taken this case unless it either wants to reverse Roe or reverse part of Roe, right? There's literally no way you can uphold this Mississippi law without at least rewriting the rules or rewriting what Roe stands for. And certainly, if the court is willing to go that far, there's no reason to think they'll stop there. Even if this is not the case that overturns Roe, I think the writing is on the wall down the road.
And so what are the range of options that we could be looking at? Either the court could overturn Roe or somehow significantly limit it?
Exactly, yeah. So in the past, in 1992, the court got rid of big parts of what Roe had stood for, basically the rules that would apply to determine the constitutionality of abortion laws, but kept what the court framed as the sort of essential holdings of Roe. And there were two of those. One, that there was a right to choose abortion, and two, that that right applied before viability. So it's possible that the court could say, actually, there's only one essential holding, and that's that there's a right to choose abortion, but this whole viability thing is a side note that we can get rid of. That would still be consequential, of course, because if viability is not the dividing line, it's not clear what is, right? Is it 6 weeks in pregnancy, as some red states have proposed in promoting heartbeat laws? Is it fetal pain, which Mississippi argues? Is there no limit, right? Can states just ban abortion throughout pregnancy? We just don't know what the court will do if viability is gone. So it kind of will open a Pandora's box, even if in theory the court has preserved some aspect of Roe v. Wade.
And this would be the first abortion case to come before Justice Amy Coney Barrett. The conservatives on this court have also shown signs that they're willing to overturn precedent. What does the new makeup of the court mean for this case?
One thing it means is that we certainly have a new swing justice. Last summer, the court's first abortion case with a conservative majority made it seem as if Chief Justice John Roberts would be that swing vote. And Roberts, at least last summer, seemed reluctant to turn his back too quickly on the Supreme Court's precedents. But if the court is taking this case, there's reason to believe that either Barrett or Kavanaugh or both will be willing to go at a quicker clip in rolling back abortion rights than Roberts might have been prepared to do.
It's safe to say if you're a supporter of abortion rights, you're feeling nervous today.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, and probably a little bit shocked, because I mean, the Supreme Court has sat on this case since September of last year. And so I think many of us were expecting the court not to take this case and that we would maybe get an angry dissenting opinion from Clarence Thomas complaining about their kicking the can down the road. So the fact that the court not only agreed to take this case, but took up such an explosive question so quickly will definitely make supporters of abortion rights feel pretty uncomfortable today.
And 11 states have trigger bans in place. Now that means abortions will instantly be outlawed if the court overturns Roe. So big picture, what do abortion rights look like in this country if that happens?
According to the Guttmacher Institute and other researchers, we'd estimate that about half the states would ban all or most abortions if Roe were gone in one way or another, either through trigger laws or other statutes. There would be, of course, progressive states like Massachusetts that would expand access to abortion and probably make it easier, if, to the extent possible, for people from out of state to access abortion. And then there would be battleground states like Florida and Pennsylvania, where there would be lots of money and lots of energy invested to determine what abortion policy looks like. Of course, even in the Supreme Court, it wouldn't be over, because the end game for abortion opponents has never been allowing states to ban abortion. Because of course, if you're a right to life supporter, you think that life begins at conception and abortion is murder if it's happening in Massachusetts or California as much as if it's happening in Alabama. So I would expect, right, even in the Supreme Court, that you would see abortion opponents coming back and saying abortion itself is unconstitutional and therefore cannot be allowed anywhere. In short, the fight will continue no matter what we see, and the kind of patchwork from state to state, the differences between states will become even sharper.
Mary Ziegler is a legal historian and professor of law at Florida State University. Thank you.
Thanks so much.